Good afternoon, everybody, and what a pleasure to be out and about today. It is absolutely gorgeous. I understand that there is a threat of some thunderstorms or a little rain this afternoon, but nevertheless, after our oppressive heat this week, it just seems like cool and refreshing, although I know the temperature is still up. But I hope you're having a great day, that you've had the opportunity to enjoy some of the things going on in the weekends in the greater Madison area, in all of Wisconsin, as a matter of fact. And our phone number is 321-1670, 321-1670, star 123 on your U.S. cellular phone. Should you wish to call in and participate in our conversation today, we have an outstanding guest, and we're going to talk about an array of really critical things to our community and our society, so I know you're going to want to stay tuned. Remember, this program is also available on carolcobyradio.com, Carol Coby, K-O-B-Y, radio.com. All programs are posted on that site, and this one will be posted by early next week. So if you want to tell your friends about it, tune in and listen again yourself if you can't stay with us for the hour. We try to make it as convenient as possible for you to hear some of the wonderful guests that we're able to share with you on All About Living every Saturday. Hi, Jason. I haven't seen you in a couple weeks. I was gone last week. Had a really interesting experience. I was in Chautauqua, New York. And Chautauqua, while it's a city, a community, a town, actually, it's a cultural center, and it's inside walls, and you have to go through a gate. And Chautauqua's been around since the late 1880s. And it started out with, I think it was nurses and people just sharing ideas and listening to speakers and learning. And that whole environment has escalated. And now they have all kinds of lectures and opportunities to expand your thinking on things and your values. They have a theme for the week. They have an opera company. They have a theater. And so you spend a week of just listening to lectures and having discussions and going to various cultural events. And so I did that with a group of friends, and there were 10 of us in one house. And it was a bunch of senior citizens playing summer camp together. But we just had a great time. And I feel the theme of last week was espionage and spies and intelligence. And we had national speakers come in, former head of the CIA, former head of British intelligence, and columnist on spying and intelligence from the Washington Post, talking all about, and intelligence is so mainstream today, and what is going on around the world and with the terrorists and where they're headquartered, and of course Pakistan is really the center of it. And they all individually said that it was a really huge thing that we were able to get Osama bin Laden, that it really changed the dynamics, at least of that group of terrorists. But there are many more as well, so it's not that we're home free. But it really did make a difference. One of the speakers said, which I thought was interesting, he was on the stage, and it was a beautiful open-air amphitheater that actually holds several thousand people. And it was beautiful weather, and the breeze was coming in, and these speakers were right on stage. Absolutely impeccable sound system. And he just said, I'd just like to share something with you, that if you're ever in a room by yourself and the door bursts open and in rush the Navy SEALs Unit 6 or whatever, that's not a good day for you. And he said they are quite capable and just meticulously trained. And that was Osama bin Laden's last realization on Earth. And he had to know when he saw them what he was in for. So anyway, that's in a caption, some of the things that I experienced all last week. And for any of my friends who are listening, who I shared the trip with, it was just great being with you. The camaraderie of people, and then people sharing ideas after you hear people who have a lot of facts and expertise under their belt already. It's just energizing, and it expands you and kind of changes you as a person, and you never really come back totally. It's just one more element. Well, we're going to be talking about some things that we can focus on and are as important to us in our area here in Wisconsin, as they are across the country, and what's happening right in our community to really address some of the issues that allow us to have our community be our community and what we want it to be. But that doesn't just happen. It takes a lot of work and effort on individuals who really are focused on it, as well as a community-wide support. And I'm just amazed that my guest is even able to be here today. She has to be one of the busiest women in the city of Madison. It is Jean Erickson, and I'll just give you a little bit of titles and background on her so you get the idea of the many, many arms of work that she is involved in. Jean is Director of Operations and Programming and Community Outreach for Today, Not Tomorrow, Inc. And that's not an organization we hear a lot about. In fact, I didn't know much about it until Jean and I started talking, but I'll let Jean explain what Today, Not Tomorrow is a little bit more. But she has an amazing background that brings her to this position. She is an educated social worker, a nurse. She has completed certification in youth development, and her special emphasis is in early childhood brain development. I think that there was a time when she was working together with Wisconsin Council on Children and Families, Inc., and she was very involved in their Brain Project, Great Beginnings, First Years Last Forever initiative, and the Better Badger Baby Brain Bus Tour. And as Director of Operations and Programming Community Outreach for Today, Not Tomorrow, she is also Director of their Project Babies program and the We've Got Your Back Youth Safety First program. And there are two elements to that. One of them really dealing with the increasing incidence of bullying amongst youth, and the age is getting younger and younger, and the numbers are astronomical of the damage that it does to young people, and even the threat to their life. So we're going to be talking about the bullying. And then another aspect of the We've Got Your Back campaign is the coordination of National Night Out. And what National Night Out is, it's America's Night Out Against Crime. And it's going to be here. And how many, was it 15,000 cities or communities across the country?
It's all communities across the nation participating in it, except in Texas, which they do that in October. So there's a lot of little tiny communities and larger cities that celebrate on August 2nd.
Well, and what National Night Out is, and here it's going to be August 2nd at mm-hmm. Penn Park over off on the south side off of Fisher Street. And it's a unique crime drug prevention event. And what it really is looking at is increasing individual, family, and community safety and security, which is another issue that's growing. And the headlines in the papers in the last couple of weeks, there have been more, it seems, an unseeming number of people who have been attacked on the streets. And often it's related to, you know, our gangs are growing in the Madison area, and it's something that we have to address. And this program does increase awareness of drug, gang, and related violence and prevention. And the list, it's almost a two-page list of the support organizations and individuals that you have that are working with you on that. And you have high regard for our police department.
Absolutely.
And their involvement with this. So with that said, two questions right together, which you're never supposed to do, but I will anyway. Today, Not Tomorrow. Give us a little background on that, and then let's talk about this National Night Out and the influence of gangs in our community and what we're doing to take our community back.
Absolutely. First of all, thank you for the opportunity to be here as a guest and talk about the activities of Today, Not Tomorrow. Like I told you on the phone, when we first talked, Today, Not Tomorrow seems to be one of the best-kept secrets in the city of Madison in the Dane County area, except that in 2009, we were honored with the Madison Magazine Editor's Choice Award for our community work. And Today, Not Tomorrow has been in existence as a nonprofit since 2003, but there's a large number of people in the community that know Club TNT and Today Not Tomorrow from 1989 through 1992, when it was a television show that aired on then Fox TV. It was started by our current executive producers, Gadi Bindan and Betty Banks, as a program to highlight youth. And we are still doing that right now to highlight the issues of youth and the resources that are in the community. Today Not Tomorrow's mission is to use entertainment and the medium of technology to inform and educate and to strengthen families. So we have three main areas. One, I talked real briefly about Club TNT. That's our television show, and we do a weekly program. We air on TVW every Saturday morning at 11 o'clock. And we have been on the air for 8 years, which is a very long time to have a continually running television program.
It certainly is.
And we're very proud of it. We are the number one locally produced television show in the Madison area, only one that is produced by African Americans and really takes a look at all communities and focusing on the highlight and the positive images that are in those communities instead of showing all the negative things that are out there. Our other focus, which you mentioned, Carol, is our Youth Safety First campaign. We launched that in 2005, and it started off as a lock it up campaign. Lock up our guns to prevent and reduce the number of adolescent suicide, to clean and secure medicine cabinets of prescription drugs and old over-the-counter meds to reduce accidental poisoning and accidental overdose, and then to secure alcohol to reduce the incidences of underage drinking, which Wisconsin, unfortunately, has the number one rating.
Isn't that, you know, it's puzzling. We are number one in some of those areas that you wouldn't think Wisconsin would be, but we are.
We don't really want to claim either and be really proud of. And when we look at the medicine cabinets, where the young people are getting their drugs from are not necessarily just the drug dealers on the streets, but they're able to find them in medicine cabinets or in purses right in our own homes. So we have to be really proactive and clean them out and dispose of those medications. And there's a lot of good ways to do that through the med drops that are around the city. So that was the start of our Lock It Up campaign.
Is that a misperception that you have to deal with on a regular basis, is having people be aware that it's could be the medications in their medicine cabinet, that it isn't always, it's not my problem, it's just the drug dealers on the street that are dealing with other people and not my children?
Exactly. And we have to understand that things have changed as far as people's respective individual rights, in that there was a time where you could have friends or other children's friends over in your home and you would never think that they would go in your medicine cabinet. That has changed. So if you're an individual who maybe keeps medicines for a while and doesn't clean them out, and you have people that come into your home very innocently, they may be looking to see what's in the medicine cabinet and find something. And we know that people can get readily addicted to pain meds. We know that they're a source of income because they sell on the street for a high amount. We're in desperate times when we're looking at our soft economy, and people will find ways, whatever they are, to be able to get money for, maybe not for drug use, but maybe to buy food because it's just a difficulty. And young people, we know, will take and use an experiment because it's what some young people do with different medications. And there is a variety of ways that they do that, not just with prescription, but even some of the easy to get over the counter meds, which is why the new law that we have probably 2 years now to be able to or have to show an identification and be 18 years old to buy pseudoephedrine over the from the pharmacist is such an important one, because that was a med that was over-the-counter but was used very badly in
a lot of ways. And that's a natural instinct in young people to experience something, that adventure, explore, and not sensing the dangers involved.
No, their brains aren't wired for that.
Yeah.
You know that with your
background in brain development.
Exactly, which is what makes this all everything that Today Not Tomorrow does such a passion, because everything interconnects. The bullying program with the We've Got Your Back as the part of the Youth Safety First. And I know we'll talk about that a little bit more, but that whole idea really helps us understand that there is a way to strengthen community. And it is as simple as being willing to say, I'm not going to tolerate that. I don't like what I just heard. What you said was offensive. We will not have that in our home. We will not have that in our park. We will not have that on our streets. There are things that every single person in every community can do to stop bullying of children, of adults, based on color of skin, based on sexual identity, sexual orientation, by their weight, whatever it is, there's something that we all can do. And that's that message. We've got your back.
And then we're going to get back to bullying, because I want to talk in depth about bullying a little bit. Mm-hmm. It's just so unfortunate and frightening, actually.
Absolutely.
The National Night Out, looking at the awareness of drugs and gangs and taking our community back in a sense that we can provide a safe, secure environment for the citizens who live here.
Exactly. And you commented that in the news we've been hearing more and more about attacks on individuals, both that are walking along the street or riding their bikes on a bike path or getting into their homes while they actually are there. We have an increase of that. We have, as I mentioned before, we have much more desperation in communities across the country because of the impact of the economy. And when we have such changes in economy that put such stressors on people's lives, they're going to resort to things that normally they would not. On the other side of that, we have those that have been engaging in gang activities, wanting to become gang members, and with gangs. And even though we hear that we don't have a problem here in Madison, we need to come to the reality that for years, the police department has been working on gang awareness and gang prevention. There are gangs here in Madison and in Dane County. It's not something that we like to talk about because we want to think that our city would be free of it, but it's not. And we need to become aware so that we can be proactive instead of reactive.
If you just tuned in, Jean Erickson is our guest. She's with Today Not Tomorrow, Inc. And she's talking about America's National Night Out. Yeah. For crime and drug prevention on Thursday. Is it Thursday, August?
It's Tuesday,
August 2nd. Excuse me. I knew it started with a T.
There you go.
Tuesday, August 2nd, and it'll be in Penn Park.
Yes.
Off of Fisher.
Off of Fisher Street.
Street in on the Madison South Side. So there are gangs. People have their opinion of where these gangs are coming from.
Exactly.
What are the facts versus the prejudgment that people have? Are they all just people coming up from Chicago, as you often hear? Are there gangs developing just amongst people who are born and raised here in Wisconsin? And why are they joining gangs?
People join gangs for a variety of reasons. The number one reason that people join gangs is because they're looking for a sense of belonging. A gang is a family. It gives them a place. It gives them structures. It gives them boundaries. It gives responsibilities. Sometimes they're pretty negative responsibilities. But if you have a young person who is searching and who is struggling and looking for something or that someone to feel a part of, there are those gang leaders, the strong ones, who really will know that's a person that we can prey upon, I'll use that term, and kind of suck them into the gang life. It might be that another reason for your joining might be of peer pressures, that some of the youth in an area, or a very small community street or a few blocks, have become a part of a gang and may have gotten pressured into having somebody else join. But I think for us to understand that it's not just coming out of Chicago. We have groups. We have boy gangs, we have female gangs, we have gangs that come out of the Green Bay area that are looking for recruits here in Madison. We have people coming in from the Minneapolis area that are looking to come in to the Madison area to find recruits. The areas around us, Watertown, Jefferson County for some, are real hotbeds for gang activity. We've got them coming in from Milwaukee. And the gangs do not know any color boundaries. So you can have Caucasian gang members, you can have Asian gang members, Latina gang members, African American gang members.
Do they mix amongst each other, or are they singular cultures?
Usually not. My understanding is that usually they do not, but it does happen. But you do have Asian gangs, Latina gangs, gangs that are African Americans. You have the Caucasian gangs. But we have to, lost my thought there for a second, we have to understand that some get along, some don't get along, some are just gangs, quote unquote gangs, because they do activities together, and maybe they are not violent or having negative behaviors. There can be a gang that can be doing some really positive things, and we have to really look at the activities that are happening and try to figure out who's doing them. So National Night Out has the opportunity to call to the awareness that we have these issues within the community, within smaller areas. So let's identify what they are. Let's identify what the root might be, and then what can we do about them?
And National Night Out, August 2nd, here in Madison at Penn Park, is open for the whole community to come and to learn. There will be many speakers. So if you want to learn more about gang involvement, certainly that's one place to go and to hear it in a compact way with a lot of speakers. But we're not going to stop with our discussion. Now, we are going to stop for a break. When we come back, we'll continue our discussion with Jean Erickson of Today Not Tomorrow, who is project coordinator for National Night Out. And we've got your back, looking at ways to increase awareness about gangs and drugs and the prevention of violent activity and negative activity, and so we can take our community back and have our community be safe and secure for all of us. So we'll continue our conversation with Jean Erickson. This segment of our program has been brought to you today by Gunderson Funeral and Cremation Care, the Life Celebration Center. And we'll be back with All About Living here on Madison 1670 WTDY right after these messages. Welcome back, and we're here with our guest, Jean Erickson, who is Director of Operations, Programming, and Community Outreach for Today Not Tomorrow, Inc. And that's a lot of titles, and you do all three. You must be running around and trying to decide which hat am I wearing at what particular moment.
Well, the wonderful part about it is that everything blends. It does all fit so well together.
Right.
So you're doing one part, you're doing another part altogether.
Well, Today Not Tomorrow is an amazing organization, and I didn't know that much about it until we've talked and we're planning for this program. And you're involved in so many things. Your background is a social worker, you're a nurse, you have a special emphasis and training in childhood brain development. And so you've worked with Wisconsin Council for Families and Children and have been with Today Not Tomorrow, heading up their Project Babies program and a youth safety campaign, a Safety First, Youth Safety First, which has all kinds of dimensions to it, including bullying.
Correct.
And We've Got Your Back is your new theme, not only for the bullying campaign, but also for the National Night Out. And Jason, our producer, just came in the room during the break, and he said, so that's what National Night Out is all about. And he was very aware of it, and I suspect beyond Madison, it's going to be held in other communities.
Yes.
In Wisconsin. And a little bit about National Night Out. It's a campaign against crime, and it's a unique crime drug prevention event that takes place in communities across the country. Last year's National Night Out campaign involved citizens, law enforcement agencies, civic groups, businesses, neighborhood organizations, and local officials from over 15,000 communities in all 50 states, U.S. territories, Canadian cities, and military bases worldwide.
Yep.
In all, over 37 million people participated in National Night Out 2010. Hopefully, 37 million, you're going to surpass that number.
Absolutely.
Because building awareness, increasing awareness on drugs, gang, and violent activities, and how these can be prevented, and increasing the individual, family, and community awareness and safety and security so everybody can take their community back and have the community be a place where they can comfortably and happily live and be productive and feel safe on the streets.
Absolutely. And it's kind of a neat feeling when we're, and I should mention the great organizations that are part of the planning for National Night Out in the south side of Madison and Penn Park include the Urbana Neighborhood Association. It includes the Penn Park partners who are right there at the table. Their chair is one of the people who chair. We have the Safer Communities who are present also, and then also the police force. And we talked about at our meeting that what a sense it is, what a cool feeling it is to know that here in Madison at one particular night, we're joining all of these other communities. And you said the numbers of people who are participating in solidarity for strengthening families and increasing that security. It's a pretty powerful thought when we really get into understanding that it's not just little Madison or little Southside Madison, but this is nation and nationwide and beyond the nation's boundaries. That
well, military bases exactly. And territories and Canadian cities. It's amazing.
So strengthening families and strengthening that connection of people is definitely important.
Well, I think about families who took their children down when we had the protests in February to as an educational experience. You know, this is what democracy looks like. And when we have the right to protest and how it can be done peacefully.
Exactly.
And this is a similar type event where people could come to the park and an opportunity, a learning experience for their children to hear about.
I should talk a little bit about what the night looks like.
Yes,
so
please
people
do.
Would know. So we gather at Penn Park probably around 6 o'clock. Our welcomes will start around 6:15. And as you said, it's a time for people to come together. We're going to have a youth band that is going to be rocking it out a little bit, letting the neighborhood know there's something going on in the park to bring people out. The band is called Few and Far Between. They're a wonderful group of now high school graduates. So a lot of fun with them. And then we are going to have some words of welcome by one of the police officers, Jody Nelson. She's the neighborhood community officer. And our MC again this year is Gadi Bendan. He's the senior executive producer of Club TNT. Then we'll have some words from another representative from the police force and other group speakers. And then around 6:30, the Southside Raiders football team is going to be serving and grilling a wonderful outdoor dinner of just hamburgers and hot dogs and a fun evening meal. We'll have entertainment throughout the time from 6:30 all the way through until 8:15, mixed in with different youth performers. We're going to have our speakers. We're going to have representatives from the Veterans for Peace will be speaking. We'll have somebody from Mentoring Positives, an organization that works to help kids get on the right track and help them get goals achieved. We're going to have a representative, J.R. Sims, the representative from the African American Black Business Association, will be speaking about, he's with the 100 Black Men of Madison, is going to be talking about the role that they can have and need to have to help strengthen the communities, to let the community know how they've got their back also being present. 8:15, the evening culminates with a candlelight march. And that candlelight march takes us through the streets all around the Penn Park area. Why this is so significant is Penn Park is the oldest park in the city of Madison. And unfortunately, it has some of the most difficult issues. Gangs like to congregate there. There is drugs, as we find in a lot of other communities. But Penn Park is such a beautiful place, and the community and the people living around it are such wonderful people that to walk through their street and let the people that don't live there but are coming in and creating the problems that we don't want you there, that we're supporting these residents and we're going to get you out. It's a very
powerful. It isn't that area embraces it. They want to take their community back, too.
Exactly. And then after the march, UW Space Place will be there for some night sky watching. Last year was a full moon, and it was beautiful. And so they'll have some, microscopes, but that's not
telescopes.
What
telescopes.
Thank you.
So, and what a wonderful thing. So there will be things for families to do together.
Yes, absolutely.
Activities. Absolutely. And, that sounds like a wonderful, wonderful evening. And I was just thinking, I talked to a young man. He's just graduated from the University of Wisconsin, and my husband and I happened to get to know him. And he was from Puerto Rico originally, went to high school in Madison. First couple of years, he wasn't accepted. He couldn't make friends. He's the he wasn't included. The only people that wanted him, that included him, were gang people. So he actually was with a gang for a couple of years, his first couple of years, because those are the only ones that he could associate with. He wasn't welcome because he was different.
He was different.
And it's a form of bullying a little bit, too, when excluded. So he became a member of a gang. But by his junior year, well, he happens to be very bright, too. But I suspect that a lot of these gang members, you talk about the leadership skills that they're exuding when they're pulling people in and how they work and manipulate and encourage people and organize activities.
Yes.
I mean, that shows a lot of ability.
It does.
It's just misdirected.
It's misdirected, exactly.
So what happened in very short, I'll be short on the rest of the story, but he saw so many getting injured and some of them being killed. And by 20 years old, he had lost several of the people that he knew that were in this gang. A light bulb went on. He said, well, this isn't going to work. And this wasn't his vision of what life is supposed to be. He said, I'm not going to live till 20 if I stay in this on this route. So he decided he would buckle down in school a little bit. And he said, I just went to class and I did what they asked of me. Well, he happened to take to school work very easily, too. But he worked and he graduated with honors and got a scholarship and now just graduated from the University of Wisconsin.
Oh,
and
wonderful.
He has visions to go to law school.
Turned
his life. And he has a younger brother and he's trying to, deliver this message to his younger brother. And it takes a lot of that. It takes people who have been there, who have seen the daylight, and it takes that kind of peer pressure, too, to change some of the direction.
And I think your story really exemplifies what we talked about in the very beginning about why people join a gang. They're looking for that place to be accepted, that place where they could feel comfortable and welcome and have a sense of belonging.
So what can we do as a community and as individuals in a community to be part of the solution?
To be part of the solution, we have to be aware, number one, that there's an issue that we need to find a solution to. We can't put our heads in the sand and say, it doesn't exist, not in my backyard. It has to be those neighborhoods over there, because it isn't the way it is. It can affect every single neighborhood in the city of Madison. And so we have to be welcoming to those individuals who may come in that might look different, act different, or just be different from us. We have to be aware of the different resources that are in the communities, such as the neighborhood centers or the community centers. The Boys and Girls Club has two wonderful facilities on the south side and over on the Allied Drive area. Be aware of what programs might be possible through school and after school programs. And maybe you're an individual who doesn't have children themselves, but maybe you know someone who does, and you'd be able to give that information to them. Having structure, and I'm looking at the developmental assets for young adults, and one of the things that they need most desperately, there's actually 40 of them, but you look at support, and it needs to have support from family support and other adult relationships. There's a lot of opportunities also for people to become mentors, and there are many, many children of various ethnicities, multiple ethnicities, that need mentors. And that individual could be somebody who they see 1 hour once a week for a year. And that small contact might be enough to get them that sense of, I belong and I really have a place that I can, or somebody that I can say likes me and who knows who I am. And those are just some real simple things that everybody, absolutely everybody can do.
Well, I think one of the things that I read is that in working with people who are different from us and their background might be different and lots of areas where there can be differences, the point of our involvement is not to make them more like us.
Exactly.
That them on their ground and if being like us is not doing, criminal activities, that's one thing. When we want to discourage negative behaviors and negative treatment of other people. But changing their ways doesn't mean that they have to become us.
And what we have to do is really celebrate their uniqueness and their individuality. One of my past life things that I did was I was the director of religious education many moons ago. And I remember back doing that in the early and mid 70s. And the big thing there was, we have to be colorblind. We have to be colorblind. That was the biggest mistake for that era that we taught and that we as leaders were taught, because we should have been celebrating those differences instead of saying, no, we're not going to see them. We're all one. We are one, but we're made up of so many different individuals. So absolutely, we can't just mold people into the little mini-me's that we hear on the movies and things. We have
and
to celebrate.
Ask them questions.
Exactly.
Find out about their world, and we could maybe learn a few things.
We definitely can learn a few things.
Right.
And think then about the richness that comes to the communities. One of the things that is so powerful about going to where the people are is that it is showing a sense of respect that they oftentimes do not get. Just think about an individual. Could be a young person who's looking for support, or a family member, such as the ones that we run into and work with Project Babies, that need assistance. They must go to somewhere. They need to get to, be it Aberg, or they need to get to the centers. They need to get to places. There isn't a lot of times that people go to them. And that, to us at Today Not Tomorrow and the different initiatives that we have, is the number one thing that others who are working and trying to build a relationship with community really have to try to come to understand. We need to go to where the people are, be it the adults or the young people. We need to be with them.
We need to take a break, but before we go to break, how can people, what would be one step that they could do besides going to the National Night Out on August 2nd at Penn Park to become involved, to get involved, to find an outlet to make a specific difference, at least in one person's life?
In one person's life, one of the things they can do is find out, if they want to work in a young person, find out where they can go to volunteer, look for your places for mentorships. Boys and Girls Club is a great place to start. Literacy Network is another great place to start. You can call us at Today Not Tomorrow.
How would they reach you?
770-2049, area code 608, and we can connect them and get them involved in volunteer opportunities.
And we'll have that on the website when this program is posted on carolcobyradio.com, and so you can get that number. But
770-2049.
We need to stop for a break, and we'll be back and continue our conversation with Jean Erickson from Today Not Tomorrow. This segment of our program has been brought to you by Turville Bay MRI and Radiation Oncology Center in Madison, where expertise with compassion is powerful medicine. You're listening to All About Living on Madison 1670 WTDY. I'm Carol Kobe, and stay tuned. There's more. I'm going to have to invite you back, Jean Erickson, Director of Operations, Programming, and Community Outreach for Today Not Tomorrow. The things that you're involved in are so fascinating and absolutely so critical for our community to become aware of and participate in to change the things that we want to. And we've just been talking about the National Night Out, which is August 2nd at Penn Park, which really deals with the issue of gangs and prevention, crime prevention, drug dealers, getting them off the street, and all of those issues that seem to creep up more and more on the front pages of our papers. So that's Tuesday, August 2nd at Penn Park in the evening. And but a part of your We've Got Your Back campaign, you have one of the programs is your Youth Safety First, is that you're now dealing with bullying. And this kind of ties in with gangs, because it's people who are different or don't feel like they belong, and then they connect to a gang that we get into the gang problems.
Exactly.
So tell me what your program is regarding bullying.
Well, the Youth Safety First, We've Got Your Back program has just been launched. It's currently a pilot program through the Boys and Girls Club, and it's with their 11 and 12-year-olds through their summer program, and we will continue on into October, which is National Anti-Bullying and Bullying Awareness Month. And the whole basis of We've Got Your Back is to help individuals, adults and children and youth, understand that when we hear something that doesn't feel right, that rubs us kind of the wrong way being addressed to someone else, or if we see somebody who's being physically attacked, or if we're just hearing things that are being said about someone else when they're not present, or if there's things that are happening online that we're hearing about, that we don't have to stand mute, that we don't have to be silent. We actually have to break the silence and say that we're going to stand up and speak out and take action against, and let that individual know and that group of people know that we've got your back, that we're here to support you. And it comes from out of our Youth Safety First campaign. And I think what is so important about the bullying is that bullying doesn't just happen. There is the person who bullies and the person who is being bullied, but there are so many other impacts to maybe one statement that can be made. It not only hurts the individual that is the target of the bullying, but it can have an impact on the immediate nuclear family. It can have an impact on the community, being just a small neighborhood, and the community at large. So it's not just a standalone incident.
Well, is there a particular definition to bullying? It seems to go across all kinds of areas. It's on a personal basis. My sense that it can be almost anything. It's verbal, it's physical, but now we have all of our technology where it appears there. And I'm just wondering if there are a way for people to understand that this is actually bullying that's taking place, or do people not even sense that it is?
That it is. And when you ask for a definition, I'm actually going to give you the definition from the Madison School District Handbook, because this is a part of our campaign of helping others understand what these rules are all about. So they have a wonderful definition of bullying, and it says it's the intentional action by an individual or group of individuals to inflict physical, emotional, mental harm or suffering on another individual, group, or of individuals when there is an imbalance of real or perceived power. And that's where even an example, we showed a video clip at the Boys and Girls Club on Wednesday, because we meet every Wednesday morning at 10 o'clock. And it was from the movie Bad Santa, which many people have seen and remember. And it was the clip of the little guy with the curly hair, and he's a little chubby, getting off the bus. And there is a group of young people that had one leader that was standing out and others who were just following. And the assault on words came, and they ended up throwing something at him. That is a definition of bullying. You know, the little boy ignored and kept walking, but what was happening internally to him? Mm-hmm. What was he feeling? So when we start understanding that bullying is a shove, a word, a name, all things that maybe when you and I were growing up, Carol, would have just been kids being kids,
mm-hmm.
that all is encompassed by...
Yeah, that happened in our world too, but nobody really identified it. And sometimes, you know, then you're sent back out, well, just, you know, stick up for yourself.
Right. And, you know, and we hear that a lot. So I've heard, well, we lived through it and we were fine. The difference is we are so much more of a technically advanced society that things that may just have happened on the playground when you and I were in school mm-hmm. now get carried through telephones, through texting, through the internet, through the social media pages.
Well, look at the suicides that have resulted recently because of bullying.
Exactly.
There are some really startling statistics regarding that, aren't there?
There are.
And the risk to... the ultimate of suicide, not just emotional damage or physical damage.
Exactly. One of the things that came, and this comes directly out of the Dane County Youth Risk Behavior Survey, and it was put in to take a look at some of the sexual identity for young people, which is still a part of middle school and high school students. And it said that one of the startling statistics that when it came to LGBT youth and straight identified youth, 20 times more prevalent in LGBT youth is the bullying. And in addition, 13 to 19% of the students were suicidal. So we have an extremely high percent of kids that are getting bullied within the Dane County area by the survey because of their sexual orientation. And the statistic to say that 13 to 19% are already showing suicidal tendencies. And then Dr. Espelage went on further to state that 80% of all of the comments that we hear, specifically over sexual orientation and identity, stems from the norm of who that individual hangs out with. So our We've Got the Back program, Got Your Back, really is trying to shape the ideas and the perceptions of those individuals and young people who are really strong within their groups. Thus, the 11 and 12-year-olds who are going to be our leaders coming up, you know, their 7th and 8th grade.
So are you, how are you going about this? You said you're working with the Boys and Girls Club, but are you doing a train the trainer? We're having young people get trained, or what are all of the specifics of your program?
The specifics of the program are, we're having an hourly program once a week that started a few weeks ago, and we are taking it step by step, identifying what bullying is, identifying situations that you see bullying can be in, and then the kids, through video clips, through skits of their own, are acting out those type of behaviors. And then we have opportunities then to discuss this.
And who attends this meeting?
This is, we have 20 to 25 11 and 12-year-olds that are part of the summer program at the Boys and Girls Club.
Okay, so it is the youth themselves.
It is the youth themselves. And then we have the staff that are coming in also. Now, through this program, which will continue on until the mid-October, the kids are going to be making display boards about bullying. They're going to be actually producing some video clips and some PSAs that we'll be able to use on our television program, that we'll put in clinics, that we'll be able to use in the school. And the older members of this particular group that we're with will become our trainers for the next group.
Okay, so the young people themselves will go out and deliver the message.
Absolutely.
That is really powerful.
It is.
What if we need to go to another break again, but what if somebody wants to know more or get involved or is deeply concerned about this issue and wants to take it to their own group?
I would give the phone number for today, not tomorrow, and you'll get connected with me, and then we can talk about what we can do. So that number would be 608-770-2049. And everything is very encapsulated, so it would be very easy for somebody to give a call. We could sit and talk and see how we can bring it into their neighborhood center or to their community.
Excellent. And that number will be posted on carolcobyradio.com along with this program early in the week. And that's K-O-B-Y, so sometimes people get mixed up on the spelling, carolcobyradio.com. This segment of our program has been brought to you by Home Health United. You got a friend right here online at homehealthunited.org. We'll be back with our final moments of All About Living here on 1670 WTDY after these messages. We have just a few minutes left with Gene Erickson, Director of Operations, Programming, and Community Outreach for Today, Not Tomorrow, Inc. We've been talking about a lot of different things, the National Night Out for Crime Prevention on Tuesday, August 2nd at Penn Park, which really focuses in on the issues of gang, drug dealers, violence in the community, and prevention, and how we can take back our community to have it be safe and secure for all of us to live and enjoy. And it's an open event with activities and all kinds of things going on. So families, go over to Penn Park. It starts about six o'clock. 6 o'clock.
Start gathering.
You'll have a cookout about 6:30 and speakers from all areas talking about it. And we tied this right into We've Got Your Back campaign, which is actually to prevent bullying and to really deal with the issues of bullying, which Today Not Tomorrow also is. And one of the other projects that is under your wing, Jean, is called Project Babies.
Correct.
And we just have a couple minutes, but explain what that's all about. And I know that you're so grateful for the community support that you've received.
Project Babies is an initiative that really works to strengthen families and promote healthy birth outcomes. And the one thing that I wanted to be able to say today is that there was just the collections that were done with WISC-TV and Dean St. Mary's Time for Kids in Slumberland for the community baby shower, which will be held in September. And I wanted to be able to say thank you. And this is coming from myself and on behalf of Betty Banks, who is the director of community volunteers and programming for Project Babies, a thank you to the enormous community outpouring for donations that came. So I wanted to be able to get that thank you out.
And unfortunately, we were on a real move to have more and more healthy baby outcomes.
Absolutely.
But now it's slid back a little bit. So it's an area that we've really got to put our attention to.
We've had an uptick in the rise of the infant mortality rate here in Dane County. And if people are interested, they can certainly just Google infant mortality in Dane County, and they'll get some information information, and possibly we'll have an opportunity to speak again about that because it's a serious issue.
Yes, it is, and it takes community involvement, and there's no one single solution to it.
No, but community support is an important part.
Well, it's amazing. We often think, can one person really make a difference? Well, can one small organization make a difference? Today, not tomorrow, is making a difference. And what you've done, you have the gift of connecting with the community and all these wonderful organizations that are so happy to come together for the betterment of all of us. And so I thank you, Jean, for being on the program today. And I thank you for listening to All About Living. Just remember, Tuesday, August 2nd, National Night Out for crime prevention, focusing on gangs, drug dealers, and taking our community back for a safe and secure environment. For more information, go to Today Not Tomorrow, 770-2049, outside of the 608 area. The area code is 608. We have about 30 seconds left. Any last word, Jean?
Just to say thank you for the opportunity to be a guest here today and to thank all the numerous organizations and individuals who do support Today Not Tomorrow in our work. We can't do anything in a community alone. It takes an entire community to have success.
Somebody said it takes a village.
It takes a village, absolutely.
Yeah, and mutual respect for each other and start from there and then see what needs to be corrected or tweaked
absolutely.
Or what difference we can make.
Yes.
Thank you, Jean Erickson.